Joining us now, number 24, Tinley Neal, senior, one of the co-captains. Tinley, this evening, one of the things I noticed was the importance of letting you run the point. Okay, was that a point of emphasis coming into tonight so that you can control tempo, know when to push, know when to pull back? Was that one of the points of emphasis tonight?
I would say it's really one of the points of emphasis every night.
Nice.
As a point guard, it's my job to set the pace, be the floor general, some might say. And if I can get my team to settle down, especially in an atmosphere like this, to stay calm, make the right choice, dictate how the play goes, then that's my role. That's what I do. And so really it's no different tonight than it would be any other night.
Tinley, hearing you say that and knowing that that's your job, let me just say this to you right up front. You did your job perfectly. You did your job perfectly here this evening as far as controlling the tempo of the game. Do you guys realize you scored 50 against a team that doesn't give up sometimes even half that many? That's your season's average against a team that prides itself on keeping the games in the 20s and 30s. They did that to Sheridan just the other day. The fact that you and Coach Henley working as a tandem, and I know how much he appreciates you as a coach on the floor, the fact that you guys together were able to put this team in positions of opportunity and success to score this many points against that team is huge. Does it ever weigh on your mind, and I already know the answer before I ask the question, does it ever weigh on your mind, I'm not really getting any shot opportunities tonight?
It's never really been my instinct to be a scorer. I'm a point guard at heart. My first thing is, how can I get my teammates open? Can I make a good dump down pass? That's something I've really had to learn how to do these last 2 years, is my team needs me to score most games, and that causes other teams to put their focus more on me defensively. So when that happens, it's kind of just second nature for me not to worry about how many points I have, because I don't need a lot for us to win. I have four amazing teammates out there that are fully capable of doing their role and stepping up when they know they need to. And I mean, I just play how the game goes and just give what they give me. And my teammates, I can't stress enough how grateful I am for them and how they played tonight.
And listeners, that right there, that answer is the reason you can go ahead and hitch your wagon to Tinley Neal, the Lady Gophers, Coach Henley, and this group as they go to Frankton on Saturday. We've got unfinished business Saturday, right?
We sure do.
Okay. That desire burns in the heart, right?
How does
that prepare you for the next 3 days of practice?
Well, it's going to be more intense. Obviously, we're playing at a higher level now, and so the expectation is still the same. Our goal from the beginning was a sectional, but we still have that sour taste in our mouth from last year. And we know what it's like to be in an environment like that, and we know what it takes to win. And I really think we're ready. We know what we need to do in practice this week. Coach Henley has a load of experience, and he's going to help lead us, get us where we need to be, and we'll be ready on Saturday.
Friends, cancel your plans Saturday and be ready either to make the trip or listen in, because Tinley's ready and her teammates are ready and his coaching staff's ready, and it's going to be a great ride. Tinley, thanks for joining us for a minute. Now go join your teammates and enjoy the night, okay?
Right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.